Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so very, very much. So the last few episodes, we have been talking about all things strategy. In human design, when we talk about strategy, we are talking about the way in which we can best use our energy to move with flow, not force. I will just mention that in episodes 6 to 10, we covered off the different energy types. So if you missed those, go and take a listen, because once you become familiar with the energy types, and more specifically, your energy type, your strategy is a lovely layer that sits on top of that. Today's episode is all about the reflector strategy, which I know is going to sound so completely wild. So let's dive in. Beautiful reflectors, your strategy is to wait for a lunar cycle, so roughly 28 days, which sounds so incredibly woo, I know. But one of the reasons that this is suggested is because a reflector has no fixed definition in their human design chart. So those shapes you see in the body graph for a reflector, they are all white. Reflectors do not have a consistent source of yes or no from within. So the suggestion around waiting for a lunar cycle is to support a reflector in giving them time to process their perception to life, which may change throughout the cycle of the moon. So in turn, this pause and waiting allows them to arrive at some form of clarity. A really simple way of thinking about this for a reflector is to imagine their decision is on a table in front of them, and they need the full picture before making a decision. So they need time to travel all the way around it to get a clear picture. Now, it may not always be practical for a reflector to wait a lunar cycle, especially when we are approaching this from an educational perspective. So getting the right people around you as a reflector to bounce perspectives and ideas off so that you can see all of the sides is going to be deeply supportive to you. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. The other thing that I would like to add in here is that you will know when something is right when you have had repeated nudges and signs for you to do it. Resist the urge to act on anything at that first nudge, and instead, give it time to play out over time, just a little bit. And when things keep repeating, you know you can trust them. So quite literally, when you wait until you feel pushed to do it, everything will come together more easily and will feel like it just happens. It's really trusting that life will always show you the way. Again, similarly to the other episodes, how supportive for our reflector teachers and educational leaders if instead of being pressured into an instantaneous, forced, or pressured way of making decisions, they instead were allowed time or at the very least the opportunity for counsel with their trusted people to arrive and land in clarity. Again, this is all possible through applying human design, and it is why I am so passionate about it. We have truly been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system, one way of doing things, and I hope that already, even just after a handful of episodes, you are starting to see how incredibly important it is that we start moving away from this, so away from the way, and towards your way. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.